Many individuals benefit the most by combining some of the above treatments to get the best results. Family and friends can play a significant role in the treatment process and should be informed of the treatment plan with the permission of the individual.
Before I was diagnosed, I tried to hide what was happening from my friends and family. That didn't work out so well. I became isolated and my symptoms kept getting worse. Everything changed when my friends and family stepped in. They helped me get the support I needed, and suddenly, I didn't feel so alone.
It is also important for individuals to learn about their condition and how it affects their lives. Education is important. It is also important to get social skills training and support from groups and organizations that specifically work with the person's diagnosis. This helps individuals deal with stressful situations to better cope with life's daily stressors. Healthier living habits such as exercising and yoga, having a proper and balanced diet, using caffeine and alcohol moderately, quitting or cutting back on smoking, and reducing stress are beneficial steps for individuals to take. The use of relaxation techniques and making sleep a priority are also recommended.
I began to do yoga twice a week. Even at my worst times, I look forward to yoga. It is as if I'm able to turn off my brain as I focus on the movements and my breathing. I still have my bad days, but without yoga, I think my bad days would be far worse.
Lastly, when treating psychotic disorders, the abuse of drugs can negatively impact the symptoms of psychotic disorders. Of course, drug use is never a good choice, but for people with psychotic disorders, it can exaggerate their symptoms greatly and should be avoided at all costs.